Now it's time for the Common Sense Broadcast with Roland Trujillo. Common sense is about how you can solve your problems in a moment of calm reflection. Common sense is straight talk about life's most important issues. And now your Common Sense host, Roland Trujillo.
Well, hello everybody. Welcome to a program called Common Sense. And here I am. We're keeping this program going with duct tape and baling wire. And the coffers are getting very low. And I hope this is not going to be our last month on the air. We kept going another 3 months because of the very generous donations of a handful of people. But once again, we are nearing the end of our rope. For those of you who are new to the program, this is a very special program where you actually can discover some very important things that may help you with your family, with dealing with stress, with relationship issues, and of course with spiritual things. But as I've said many, many times over the years, it's not going to be the most popular program on the air because I tell the truth in a very direct way. In other words, I point out error. And only people who are responsive to the truth to some degree, and eventually to a big degree, will benefit from it. Other people either won't even understand what I'm saying, or they'll say, oh, you're too negative. They won't get it. You see what I mean? They won't get it. They won't see that from a perspective of, well, if in the light of truth, I'm pointing out errors so that you might see the error and stop making the error. You know, a lot of times we make errors, we don't even realize it. But if someone could point it out, then you might see it for yourself. That's the most wonderful thing, if you see it for yourself. Then you understand the principle, and in essence, you own the principle. You see what I mean? But as I was about to say, I do buy the airtime from the station. I pay for the airtime, and I've managed to survive now for over 17 years. It's rather remarkable, really. And for the most part, I've paid for it myself, except for a few people who have been very, very helpful. Otherwise, let me go on record right now to say that I could use the help. You know, you could either write a check to Roland Trujillo, or you could go to our website, commonsensecounseling.org, and make a donation there, a one-time donation, or perhaps you could visit it once a month and make a little donation. Or, if you want to give anonymously, then, you know, you could send a check to the station, to KEST Radio, and just indicate what program it's to pay for. That way you could give anonymously, which would also be very nice. So anything that you can do would be much appreciated. Now today I want to talk about forgiveness, and about patience, and about not having a grudge against other people, and about letting go of baggage from the past. We all kind of know, don't we? We kind of know that that's something that's good to do. But we have a hard time doing it ourselves. We hang on to grudges. We become resentful when things don't work out. We get angry at people. And we become impatient with, our kids or perhaps our spouse. You see what I mean? But what I was going to say is that, when other people, like maybe you know another person, a nice young person, and you see them getting all upset and angry, and you know it's not good for them, and you tell them, look, don't get angry, don't get upset, it's just, you know, one of the things of life, just let it pass, soon it'll be over, this too shall pass, life will go on, because you can see that it hurts them. See, but when it comes to yourself, there are some sticky wickets. There are some grudges that it's very hard to give up. Well, I'm going to talk about it today in such a way that maybe I can help you to give up your grudges and become free. I'll be right back. Hello, this is Roland. Highlights from selected Common Sense programs are available at our website, commonsensecounseling.org. Click on Streaming Audio and you'll find programs by topic in Real Player or Windows Media format. Plus, listen to my lecture on how to stop hurting those you love and find links to all five of my blogs. It's all at commonsensecounseling.org. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Let's get right into the important matters at hand, shall we? You see, forgiveness and patience with other people are not just nice platitudes. They're not just idle words. They are real living principles that will protect you. Yes, they will protect you. You see, an interesting thing happens. Maybe I can bring this to light. And when you see this, perhaps it'll give you a clue as to why you must begin to give up your grudges. You see, a long time ago, when you were a little child, someone was cruel to you. Someone teased you. Someone continued to challenge you and pressure you, you know, to be good or to be as nice as your brother or as smart as your sister or as good as the kid down the block or to get better, to get good grades or... See, they pressured you. And sometimes the pressure can be so cruel that maybe you were actually doing okay, and they pressured you anyway. Or perhaps you did improve. Maybe you weren't doing well in some particular area, and then you did improve. But they didn't see it. They ignored it. They continued to pressure you and accuse you as if you hadn't improved. You see the cruelty of it? And then there are mean babysitters. There are teasing older sisters. There are angry older brothers that put you down. A lot of times when you're a little kid, you just want to go with your older sister or you just want to go with your older brother and just hang around with them and, you know, just be happy. Or you want to go somewhere with your dad. But maybe they put you down or they didn't want you to go along with them or they didn't have time for you. See, it's a form of cruelty. Now, when you were a little kid, you may not have known that. Maybe you did know it was cruelty and you hated them. See, maybe they were just downright cruel and mean. It could have been your mom. She could have slapped you around and been vicious and pulled your hair or told you you were no good. Or maybe she abandoned you. Or maybe she took drugs right in front of you. She sat there taking drugs or talking to her friends on the phone. And when you asked her for something, she yelled at you viciously. Told you to go away. See, it could have been that overt, or it could have been your dad. He could have been angry, full of rage. Could have been that overt. But it can sometimes be very, very subtle. It can be very subtle. And so as a child, you may not, so perhaps it was overt and you hated them. Or perhaps it was subtle. See, they just relentless tease and put down and or scapegoating. Often it's the one that's the most innocent that's scapegoated, or the one that has the keenest eye for truth and justice. That's the one that's picked on. But the point that I'm trying to arrive at is that it can sometimes be so subtle that you don't realize it's cruel, and then you just think you're no good. See? You become angry, and then you feel, well, maybe I am no good. Maybe I am bad. Maybe I am what they say that I am. You see what I mean? So it can be that, but whatever it was, eventually you became hateful, you became resentful, you became judgmental. Maybe you hated the person who was cruel to you or mean to you or put you down. Maybe you hated people in general. Maybe you hated school, where there were winners and losers, and the ones that were cool and the ones that weren't cool, and the ones that were in and the ones who were out. See, you may have thought it was unfair that the prettiest ones, or sometimes the rottenest ones, got, you know, all the wonderful things. The phoniest ones, and the nice ones didn't. Or perhaps you were one of the pretty ones. See, and you just wanted people to be kind to you, and maybe they were mean. You wondered, why are they so mean? Or you tried real hard, and no matter how hard you tried, all they did was take advantage. See, there's so many forms of cruelty. Sooner or later, you hated them. And perhaps the worst hatred of all is the hatred of one's parents. Hatred of one's parents is very bad. That's why, you know, one of the Ten Commandments, once again, I want to make the point, they're not just idle platitudes, they're not just nice sayings. They are living principles that protect you. And we're told to honor our father and mother. In other words, don't hate your parents. Maybe they're wrong, maybe they made mistakes, maybe they weren't there for you. Well, all right, you can see that that's the case. Maybe they failed you. Just don't hate them. See what I mean? Now, why the principle not to hate other people? Why the principle to be patient, in other words, to not hate? To see, that doesn't mean you have to see, you don't see the wrong. See, a lot of us, we think that being patient or means that we have to like the other person, or that we have to agree with what they say or do. No. It doesn't mean that at all. You can see that they have done a rotten thing to you. You can see it, perhaps even sternly. And you don't have to go along with them, and you don't have to agree with them. But you simply don't hate them. That's all. See what I mean? That's a very important principle. Now, why is that so important? Well, a couple of reasons. Number one, we oughtn't to hate people because other human beings are creatures, are people created in the image and likeness of God. And the commandment, God tells us not to hate others, to be patient, to forgive, in other words. And so that's so because they are in the image and likeness of God. And the other thing is that what I wanted to say is that when you were a little child and you hated, or when you were a teenager and you hated someone, then whatever, there was something in the person that was tempting you to hate. There was some kind of error. There was some kind of wickedness. There was some kind of cruelty. Some kind of an intelligence that knew how to tease, that knew how to get to you, and seemed to take delight in it. And when they got to you, they liked it. They liked to see you angry and upset or crying. There was something in them that fed on that. And what was in them that tempted you to hate them, it wanted you to hate the person. It wanted you to hate, see, your mom or your dad or your brother or your sister. That's what it wanted. So what I'm trying to say is that there is such a thing as evil, or wickedness, if you will. And you can't taste it or touch it or smell it, but it does exist, and it gets into people. A lot of times they are out of control. See, they're out of control. They can't stop themselves. Sometimes it has control over them. Some control, a lot of control, maybe 99% control, maybe complete control. And it pulls their strings and it operates through them, and it knows how to be cruel and teasing, and it knows how to be confusing. See? And it tempts you to hate. But what I want to say to you is, don't hate. And if you did hate, I want you to see that you made a mistake. And here's why. Perhaps now, well, if you're a young person, you may not see it. But if you're, you know, 25, 30, 35, 40, maybe you have children. Maybe you will have children, or you already have children yourself. And when you have children, then all of a sudden you will discover that was in your parents is also in you. You will find yourself doing unto your kids, or being under compulsion, to do to them what was done to you. You see? You will sense whatever was done to you that was cruel and awful. Somebody that did a terrible thing. Sometimes it's just kind of low-grade meanness and put down and lack of graciousness and impatience, you know, that type of thing. But whatever it was, it was done to you, you will then discover yourself. Perhaps you'll discover yourself doing it to your own children. And when that happens, then all of a sudden you will see a very important thing. You will realize that your parents, or whoever it was, that they were not being deliberately cruel to you. See? Perhaps they were if they were wicked, but chances are they weren't wicked. They were just, something was in them compelling them to be cruel. They weren't doing it on purpose. They couldn't stop themselves. They couldn't stop themselves any more than you can stop yourself from doing what you do. And when you see that, then all of a sudden, you can forgive them because you see that they couldn't help themselves. I'll be right back. Do you suffer from stress? Reacting to stress is natural for animals, but for us humans, stress usually makes us irritable, impatient, and upset. We find ourselves being mean to those we should be kind to, or we find ourselves suppressing emotions until they make us upset on the inside. Shouldn't we be able to live with others without being upset with each other? The answer is yes. Right now you are too reactive. That's your problem. The stress of others causes you to react with hostility or repression. Were you in your center, the stress of others would call forth patience and understanding. It would call forth the courage to speak honestly. It would call forth patience to deal with the foibles of your fellow human beings without becoming upset. The solution to all your stress-based problems is to learn how to remain in your center. The meditation exercise helps you find your center of dignity so you'll be less reactive and more patient. Download a free introduction to the meditation at commonsensecounseling.org. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about the why and wherefore of beautiful principles such as to do unto others as we would have them do unto us, or Christ's admonitions to forgive other people and not hate them, not judge them. And I'm pointing out why those principles are a protection. See, they protect you from evil. Do you understand now how evil gets in? It's through something, through some kind of a lowering of your consciousness, through some kind of a ritual or mechanism involving sin. There are different ways, but the most common way for the what is wrong in other people to get inside of us is through hate, through resentment and hatred and judgment of them. So, hate your parents many years later. See, you won't know it when you're a young person, when you're just working or at college or something. You won't know it. But when you have your own kids, then all of a sudden, there it is. There is it inside of you now yelling at your own kids. See? And when that happens, there are two alternatives. One is to simply, reach for a marijuana or a cigarette or an alcohol or rush off to work or reach for a newspaper or distraction. And try to confuse the person that you're being impatient with. Or the other alternative is to stand back and see the wrong operating through you and regret what you see. And you will come to the startling conclusion that you are now doing unto others what was done to you. You're just like the parent that you hated. Okay? So now you will also then see that when you hate another person, what was in them that tempted you to hate now gets inside of you. See? Tempting your kids to hate you. See? See? And then if they do hate you, resent you, then it will get inside of them. See? And look what it's done to you. Look what it did to your parents. Look how it came between you and them. Look how it ruined their life. Now it's in you. And it wants to ruin your own children's life. So what do we do? Well, you take a sober look at it and you realize. You say, oh, now I see. Now I see what Christ was saying when he said, resist not evil, overcome evil with good. See, resent not evil, hate not evil. See, and when he said to forgive other people, when they asked him how many times to forgive another person, one time, two times, what did he say? 100 times, 100 times, I can't remember what he said exactly, but what he meant was always. Why? Well, I've already given you the reasons. Because when you hate another person, you're hating someone created in the image and likeness of God. But the other reason is, when you hate the other person, then that which was in them, that was controlling them, that error operating through them, often unconsciously. See, people become unconscious. They get involved in their work and their bills and their worries, and their sports and their activities and all the things that they get involved in, and they become unconscious to their own wrong, to their own cruelty. They don't even know what they're doing. That's why Christ at the very end said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. See? Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Well, so now can you now forgive your parents? Can you forgive them? They knew not what they did. Can you see that they probably, most likely, they weren't being cruel deliberately or neglectful, or something in them was tormenting them, compelling them into error? And see, but you made the classic mistake. You did hate them. Okay, well, now don't turn the hate upon yourself. You made the classic mistake, which is what most people do. See, it seems like an easy thing. If someone's cruel, well, then you just hate them. See, that's easy, and anybody can do that. But the problem is, then you become like them. See, but if you can see that that's an indulgence that is not it's not good, and if you can see how it causes the evil to go from generation to generation, transfer through children hating their parents and then growing up and becoming parents themselves, and then the evil that got into them and tempting their kids. If you can see that, then you definitely want the buck to stop with you. Okay? Now, luckily, you have at your disposal the meditation exercise that we offer at the Center for Common Sense Counseling, the centering exercise. Permits you to stand back from your thoughts and emotions and from whatever might be operating through you. It permits you to stand back and observe calmly in God's light of truth. Now, in the past, you've always made this mistake of struggling with your own. If you did see your errors, see, then you struggled with them, or you hated seeing them, and that caused you to become even more unconscious because you didn't want to see it. So you couldn't deal with it. You always tried to deal with it yourself, egotistically, resentfully, with struggle and effort. And now you must stand back and let the light, throw the entire weight of your salvation upon God and His light of truth. See, and stand back and watch, observe, see. You will discover a marvelous thing, that there is power in God's light of truth. There is power to restrain, to mitigate, to hold in abeyance. See, those things which have been operating through you unconsciously up until now. And you will have a chance to recover and then become your own self again. See, what was operating through you, whatever it was it the spirit of your mother, the spirit of your father, the spirit of some person that did something terrible to you, operating through you? And what was operating through them? See what I mean? What it did to them, same thing that it's now doing to you. So forgive your parents. They knew not what they did. Forgive your father. He knew not what he did. Forgive your mom. See, she probably never knew love. All she ever knew was abuse, and people took advantage of her and used her. She never knew love, and so she was betrayed and forlorn. And maybe she took it out on you, or who knows what she did, but just see in your heart to forgive her now. That doesn't mean to become, I don't mean to be sympathetic and to necessarily like what was done. It doesn't even mean that you have to be friends with whoever did something to you. It just means that you no longer hate them. Make what happened unimportant. Let it go. Make it unimportant. Let it go. See in the light of truth in which I now speak. See, this light in which I am now speaking, and from which these words come, it's also in you. You can see what I'm saying as I say it. That light is in you. All you must do is come to that light. Yearn for that light. Yearn for the truth. Yearn for the truth and for the goodness and for the Father you have never known. And get the little meditation, begin to practice it, and you'll begin to recover. And then the buck will stop with you. You won't pass on. See, you will then have, when you walk in the light and live and move and have your being in God's light, then you will have that as a presence, see, and it will impart understanding to what you do. It will mitigate, it will calm your emotions, and it will soften, and your anger will begin to diminish, and your hurt feelings and your rages will diminish. And you'll become more of a natural person, and then you'll become a better mom, dad, husband, wife, father, mother. You see what I mean? So, ladies and gentlemen, please go to the website, commonsensecounseling.org, commonsensecounseling.org. Remember also that this very special program, where are you going to hear this type of stuff? It's not easy to find. Someone who speaks with understanding. Someone who speaks in such a way that it awakens you to your own good, to your own good, to the light within you. So please, if you can, help keep the program on the air. Be very, 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 very wonderful and important thing. Go to the website, commonsensecounseling.org, commonsensecounseling.org. When you're there, click on the Spiritual Recovery blog spot, and you'll see a nice article about today's topic, a nice little article I wrote. My name is Roland Trujillo. This is a special message for friends of the Common Sense Broadcast who don't use email but who would like to communicate with us. I would like to personally invite you to write to us. We'd love to hear from you. Send your cards and letters to Roland Trujillo, 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. While you're at it, ask for a free copy of our newsletter or request a free brochure. Once again, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo, 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, countdown time. We need some support. Please help the program. If you could find it in your heart to help the program, it would be very, very wonderful. Visit our website, commonsensecounseling.org. And if you don't go to the web, then write for a free copy of our newsletter. Send a little donation to me. If you could, it would be very nice. And listen in to the program Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 5 to 5:30 a.m. Until next time, Lord willing and decreed, don't rise. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Common Sense Broadcast with your host, Roland Trujillo. Now you can listen to the Common Sense Broadcast anytime by logging into www.commonsensecounseling.org. You'll find lots of free, helpful information. You can also order materials or make a donation using your credit card. Once again, the web address is commonsensecounseling.org. If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo, that's ROLANDTRUJILLO, Box 282, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. That's Roland Trujillo, Box 282, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.